Hey there, Sharon Hornell-Elsom here. Supersize business strategy. What's your favorite right now? Sharon Hornell-Elsom here. Today, I want to spend a couple of minutes talking about different business strategies. I'm not going to go into specific different business strategies, but the characteristics of the ones that I favor and the ones I personally apply and use in my businesses, as well as in the businesses of the people that I work with. So number one, I say, what's your favorite now? Because I want to know, share in the comments below, but also because our strategies change over time. What worked in 2015 versus 2019 versus 2020, 2021 were very different than the strategies that work now. However, there are time-tested true strategies that work no matter what. And I like to use them as the foundation of my business and then use other strategies along the way to gain bumps in revenue, to expand my business, to grow my business, and to supersize it, because there's different strategies we want to use at different times. We'll talk about those for the rest of the year, I'm sure. But today, I want to just share the characteristics of this, the strategies and the frameworks I think are best for almost any business. And of course, again, it depends on your industry and it depends on your business, what strategies make the most sense for you. And just because everyone in your industry is using a strategy doesn't mean it's the best one for your business or the people that you're here to serve. I say, pick a simple strategy, and strategy should be simple. If somebody has given you or trying to sell you a 25 plus step process to supersize and grow your business, and I will admit in the beginning when I started coming online, I actually had a 27 part scavenger hunt, and it's still on the beginning of the Supersize Your Business page, because I just broke things down into teeny tiny bits of what was important at the time to me. Now I know it's a lot more important to have a simple strategy that's flexible and that will roll with the times than it is to have a complicated strategy. I think the older I get, the more I understand and value the process of keeping things simple. So I like simple strategies or processes and simple frameworks. A framework, a strategy, a process, they all describe the same thing to me. They're just different ways of describing it, depending on how technical or non-technical you want to be. But I say keep it simple no matter what you choose to use. I like something called the SOAP framework. And of course, I don't have a graphic here handy because I dropped all of my things on the floor this morning, all my visual aids and things. But SOAP framework is a framework that I came up with during the pandemic. I got a little graphic. SOAP framework. Because I, like so many other people, were really thrown off by the global pandemic and by the shutting down of the vast majority of the world, right? Most of the world just got shut down and stuck. I mean, literally millions of businesses were closed immediately, and never in my lifetime had I imagined or ever experienced anything like that. And I'm pretty old, so it was an eye-opener to the importance of us being flexible and resilient and creative in our thinking when it comes to applying our business strategies. So we want to keep it simple, but we also want to be resilient and flexible and know that things are going to always change. I like to borrow other people's frameworks or other people's processes and systems until I figure out what works best for me and I create my own. I think that's what we all need to do. We start out, and if you don't know what to do, find somebody who's doing what you want to do and model them and tweak what they're doing to fit you. One of the most important things we need to do is be in alignment with the strategies that we're using for our business. I've had businesses where I wasn't necessarily in values alignment with that business, and it made it really hard and a struggle to, and success wasn't what I was struggling with. It was that inner pull of, this is what they do in the business, but it doesn't feel right to me. And so when there's that mismatch and that misalignment, it makes it really hard to implement a strategy the way it's designed to be implemented, right? And so that's why we need to tweak and adjust them according to what matches our goals, matches our values, matches our mission, matches why we're here and why our business even exists in the world, to what feels right with our goals and values, our core values, right? I talk about that a lot. We talk about matching our core values to our business, because any business you do, you can do it with integrity and ethics and values that match yours. I believe that we need to all have an action-oriented mindset, and we have to have a propensity for action when it comes to applying any strategy in our business. We need to not overthink the, and I'm a big believer in planning and thinking about what could go wrong. But I also know until we take action and start working and doing things, we're not going to know what's going to work for us or not. So I say, act now, fix it, act now, fix it. And then be consistent in your action. Just go for taking action versus inaction and procrastination and all the other things that we do. You know, so many people wait until the stars align and everything's perfect before they actually take any action. But if we just take one step toward what we want, the next step appears. Again, I talked about resilience, persistence, and just decide when you're going to grow and build and supersize your business. You're not going to quit. You're going to figure it out. No matter what, quitting or giving up is not an option. You're going to figure out what the next right step is for you. And as soon as we decide that, the next right step appears. I don't know how it works, divine intervention or whatever, but actually in my life, that's how it has worked. It's like, all right, I don't know what to do. What's the next step? But as soon as I start moving toward the goal or the thing that I want, that next step starts to appear. And sometimes it's not the next perfect step, but it's just the next step to help me gain momentum. And then finally, when it comes to looking at a strategy and implementing a strategy, I am a firm believer in continuous improvement. You know, nowadays they call it iterations of things, but I call it, you take some action, you figure out what worked, you do more of that. You take some action, you figure out what didn't work, and you don't do that, you do something else until you actually create the results that you want. And so I say, always be improving, always be working toward what it is that you want to create in the world for the world. And things work out. They may not feel like it along the way sometimes, because we all have struggles with building our businesses. And as we go to each different level, it's like there's steps that we're climbing as we're ascending and building our businesses. And it's not that the problems and the challenges go away. They never do. That's part of the journey, is overcoming the obstacles and challenges that are just there to test us and see if we're serious about what we say we want to do. All right. That is our topic for today. Supersize your business. What's your favorite strategy? Share in the comments below your favorite business growth strategy right now, because I know for you, just like for me, that strategies that are our favorites right now change over time. All right. Have an awesome day, and I'll of course see you tomorrow.